My next guests do great work as well. Let's talk about, well, volunteering, the volunteer services that exist throughout our area and beyond. Tim Earnessy with WGVU, you have a soft spot for our VA and this VAVS and a 70th anniversary and super guests here as well. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. And I do, being an Air Force veteran and all the work that not only WGVU has been able to accomplish thanks to our community here for veterans and their families, but also at a national level with the PBS Stories of Service and everything. And there's a lot coming up. The VA Voluntary Service is celebrating a great 70th anniversary. They've had lots of programs. They have some great programs coming up in New Mexico here that I am very biased about that are going to be excellent. So to really get into it, I'm not the expert. So we brought in some experts both locally with Joanne Norton, and Joanne is a voluntary service specialist out at the Wyoming VA Health Center. Welcome.
Thank you, Tim.
And Sabrina Clark. Sabrina is the director at a national level for the Voluntary Service of the Veterans Health Administration. And glad you could join us, Sabrina.
Thank you, and good morning, Tim.
Morning. And, well, let's start with you, Sabrina. Tell us a little bit about what is the VA Voluntary Service Program.
Well, the VA Voluntary Service Program is a nationwide volunteer program, one of the largest in the federal government, consisting of volunteer programs that are operated at local levels in our VA facilities, which is why I'm so glad that Joanne is there. We have more than 7,400 national and community organizations that are part of our program, more than 75,000 volunteers that are currently on our rolls that are giving service to VA that is resulting in more than 11 million hours of service and $105 million in gifts and donations, and folks who have just really come together to help us fulfill the mission of caring for America's veterans. So in a nutshell, that's what voluntary service is.
Well, thank you. And why are the volunteers so important? We talk at PBS and NPR all the time about how it takes a community to make a difference. Why are they so important at the VA?
If I could, Tim, if I could let Joanne start that just from the local level and what's happening there and why they're important there and at her facility.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Sabrina. My name is Joanne Norton. I'm the Voluntary Service Specialist at the new Wyoming VA Healthcare Center. We just opened up a little over a year ago. It's a beautiful facility, about four times the size of our previous one. But with that, we also need four times the amount of volunteers. Without our volunteers, they really are our heart and soul of our program here in Grand Rapids. Not only do I recruit for locally here in Grand Rapids, I also do it for the Muskegon area and the downtown area. They are our heart and soul of what we do here. We try to enhance what the VA employees already have in place and make it even a better experience for the veterans that come through our facility.
And it's an amazing thing. We hear so much about the VA, and you don't realize what it all takes to be able to do things. And you guys have a little bit of a celebration this year, the 70th anniversary. That's a long time. What are we celebrating? Sabrina, what are we celebrating?
Yes, it's a great long time of service. We are celebrating 70 years of service to veterans. So VA Voluntary Service has been in existence as a formal program since 1946. We're celebrating the 782 million volunteers that have come through the doors of VA facilities and worked in our community on behalf of veterans. We're looking forward, Tim, to having you involved in our National Advisory Committee meeting in Albuquerque, New Mexico this summer, or I guess it won't be summer yet, but in May, just a couple weeks away, and that's the opportunity where we will celebrate our community partners who have joined with us to make all of the wonderful programs and services that volunteers provide to enhance the care to veterans. We're celebrating everything that's been done to really supplement the care of veterans in VA facilities.
And and thank you, Sabrina. I'm looking forward to it as well. And one of the things that I think is so important is not only with the VA Voluntary Service, but everything that's going on, it is that local national connection. You know, we get to see Joanne. Joanne is actually the vice chair of our WGVU Engage Veterans Committee on the LZ Michigan Committee that we're planning for 2017. And a lot of PBS and NPR stations are planning major events for the fall of 2017 in conjunction with Ken Burns Vietnam, which is coming out. And I think this is just a great way to really share. We tell stories really well, and our best storyteller is Shelley, and to share stories, but now to be able to connect at the local. It started here with Joanne saying, hey, what do you think about this, into a national level, to then bring the PBS NPR to all of these volunteer organizations that are supportive of veterans and say, we're sharing stories around the country, and we're going to challenge them in New Mexico to ask them, what's their story? What's their why? Why do they do what they do? And that's my big question for them, is what's your why? And then get them to connect back locally, not just here in Grand Rapids, but to connect in Alexandria, Virginia, and New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Tucson, Arizona, and Las Vegas, and all these stations, Wisconsin, that are doing all these great things around veterans with PBS and NPR, as well as the VAVS.
Joanne, expand on that, and also, how can someone become a volunteer locally, and how can community or civic organizations obviously get involved in the VA?
Well, the first part on the Vietnam piece, our VAs are starting March 29th of this year, and no given dates throughout all the VAs are all each taking peace and commemorating Vietnam vets. I will be working on that Monday with our public affairs to do something at our local VA. We'll make sure that information gets out. But to be involved in the clinic, there's two different ways. One, you can come into the clinic and come up to the information desk, because our volunteers would love to be able to assist you with that. We've got form you can fill out that will eventually get to myself, but also, too, for those that are out there in the community or a long distance that don't have that opportunity to come in, you can go on to va.gov/volunteer and pick our location here in Grand Rapids, Michigan, or more importantly, Wyoming, Michigan. And they can go on there and they can send a request as well that will be sent to our department in the Battle Creek VA healthcare system.
And it's a great thing, Shelley. You know, there's so many people that want to give back. And that's the amazing thing. And, you know, Sabrina, I'm going to put you on the spot with a quick question, because we have heard so many local stories here in West Michigan after our LZ Michigan event that the impact that being a part of something for veterans has had. Do you have a story that's, you know, some volunteer that made a huge difference at a national level that you would like to share with us?
I do. And I'm not so sure, though, that it's a national level volunteer, but what I'd like to say in regards to that, first of all, is that Joanne hears it all the time, but I am always quick to say, we don't run the volunteer program here at Central Office. My job, as I even told Joanne this morning, is to be a partner to her in her work. And that's what we do at the national level, is to ensure that they get to tell their stories, and I provide the tools and resources for them to do the best work there in their facilities. But what the joy of being here at the national level is that I get those stories back. And there is one that really sticks with me, and it comes from a volunteer in the New England area, and this particular volunteer worked on one of our VA's hospice units, and there was a veteran there who really was, at his last hour, and it was very early in the morning hours, 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and the family was somehow unavailable. They were away or on travel, and they were trying to get back. They had been notified, but it looked like they just weren't going to make it in time before this veteran passed. And the person that they said, and the family themselves said, well, call, and I'm making up a name because I don't remember, call Joe. Call Joe. That's the volunteer that's been sitting with him every day. If you could get Joe there, that would mean so much to us. And here it is, 3 or 4 in the morning in this community, and Joe is woken up saying, can you get here within the next 30 minutes because we think that this veteran is passing. And Joe got up out of his bed, and indeed he did get there, and he sat and he held that veteran's hand so that he would be with someone who he cared about that meant something to him during his final hours. And every time I tell that story, I get a chill down my back, and just to recognize how appreciative the family was that there was a family member in the name of a volunteer who sat with their loved one while he crossed over. And I just think that's what our volunteers do, is that they bring that extra special touch to a family and to a veteran really in their deepest hours. And it's wonderful to know that that's the impact that we're having on veterans across the country.
Thank you, Sabrina Clark. I think you touched at least the three of us here. You are the Director of Volunteer Service for the Veterans Health Administration. Can you please share how we can get in touch with you, Sabrina?
Yes, you can reach us on our website at www.volunteer.va.gov.
Your final words, Tim Murnessy?
I just thank everybody that's doing something, and I challenge you to question yourself and what's your why and make a difference locally or around the country.
Joanne Norton?
Yes, thank you for having me here today, Tim, and I encourage you to come down to the Wyoming Clinic. It's brand new. I'm partial for two different reasons, one because I work there and one because I get my care there. You will be treated with respect and welcomed into the doors, and we'd love to have you on board if you are interested in volunteering.
Thank you all for your service in the ways you do. VABS, planning its 70th anniversary communications. We'll stay in touch. Thank you all.
Thank you.